I have to get, this is the fourth interview I've done with this, so
you're still getting used to it. You're nearly there though, yeah? It's pretty good to me.
Yeah.
So
this is what you said is an imaginary, ideal workspace.
Yeah, it's almost like a sort of a community space for myself and my immediate family, you know. It's like a big play area, really, with a studio that overlooks the ocean. And I would love to live near the sea. I think it's got the most healthy, rewarding, it's a play area as well as being something of great danger. I mean, you can look at it, it's just infinite, all the possibilities connected with the ocean. And the air would be fantastically clear as well, wonderful for painting. The light would be wonderful. I would have an open top studio that I could climb out of the top of and sit on the roof, and mobile windows so that I could adjust the light exactly to how I wanted to have it. And this enormous great big window that I could look out at the ocean, you know, on a continuous basis. It would be absolutely fantastic. And then next to that, of course, the most immediate needs, you know, a garden and a vegetable patch, which it would immediately lead into the kitchen, and the usual sort of stuff, you know, bedrooms and a living room and things like that, a play area for kids, and then a cinema inside as well, because you do need some entertainment, you know, and a big staircase leading up to this bunker space, you know, which I imagine, and because I love staircases, and you know, I don't know where it would be. I don't have a particular country of choice. It would just be somewhere that would respond to all my needs, I think. So, you know, the impossible. But, you know, that's the great thing about ideals, you know? If you think to yourself, well, it's called your dream home, because if you had it, it wouldn't be a dream. So, carry on dreaming, you know?
And I have one... You live in... can you... just say a little bit about where you live and work now and how...
Wait a minute, just 5 minutes, Carrie B, okay? Just a little bit. We'll go upstairs in a minute, okay? Just 1 minute, all right? Sorry, what was the question?
Where you live and work and how you live and work now.
We live upstairs on the second floor in the first part of the building at number 37. Live da die Gates Trat. And I've been there for about 10 years, just under 10 years. The studio is actually connected immediately to the apartment. So it's an open loft space, but a division has been drawn between the living area and the workspace. And the light's good. The studio's built very functionally for that purpose.
Mama,
the windows are
happy.
Oh, jolly good. And... you know, the light faces north, the windows face north, so the light coming in is even. It's relatively quiet. The building has style and soul, and I feel very comfortable here. Storage is a problem. You know, you start to run out of space after a while, especially if you make big paintings. It's important that this space continues to be what it has been for 100 years, which is effectively a haven for artists who maybe don't have the means to work in security and relative safety. And regardless of what they do, it responds to the needs of so many people that are doing positive good that it just has to remain what it is. There we go.
Thank you.